The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
I've got a new hot jam.
Oh, no.
Yeah?
I haven't had a hot jam in a while.
Scared freak. I have a new hot jam.
I don't know if I could take a hot jam right now, but let's
come on.
Let's see.
You need a hot jam.
I don't know.
Like everyone needs a hot jam.
Yeah.
My hot jam is by a 6-year-old girl.
Oh, I already know what it is.
And I'm going to play you the original, and then I'm going to play you the remix.
Oh, they made it into a hot jam,
which I've been singing all weekend. Unfortunately,
oh,
it's no good. It's called "What's Inside Your Butthole."
Yes.
Jeez.
And if you want to see it for yourself, I just tweeted it out, twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. This is the original version, just this cute little 6-year-old girl who made up this song.
I wonder what's inside your butthole. I wonder what's inside your butthole. Maybe there's something else, maybe there's everything all inside your butthole. What's inside your butthole? I always want to know what's inside your butthole. I always want to know what's inside your butthole.
So that was the original.
Yes.
Adorable little girl. You got to go see her. She's so cute. But then the great folks of the internet have remixed it into my new hot jam. And here it is on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
I wonder what's inside your butthole. I wonder what's inside your butthole. I wonder what's inside your butthole. I wonder what's inside your butthole.
Incredible.
It's
better than most music today.
Yeah, it is. It is better. Now's the time.
Poses some interesting questions.
You know, but now's the time. Let's get this song to number one.
Absolutely, Chuck. Absolutely.
Why not during the coronavirus pandemic? Can we not get a song about what's inside your butthole to be the number one song
in America?
In America.
Well, I think when we look back at history, this will be part of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think so. I think you're right.
Yeah. I think that the future generations will be like, oh, this song was a big deal.
Unfortunately, you know me, I was singing it all weekend. I wonder what's inside your butthole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to watch where you're singing that one. But
no, you do.
You ask nicely, sure. I'll show you.
I've seen it.
I always want to know.
Yeah,
I was singing it.
No.
Like all day yesterday. It's never really something I've thought of until this song.
I wonder if that was written for her.
I don't know.
I feel like some people coach their kids.
I don't know. There was a time even when my kids found the term butthole to be one of the funniest terms like of all time.
It still is.
You know what I mean?
It's a jam.
So I can see it possibly happening. Like, I'm sure both of my kids have said stuff about buttholes over the years. It's just this person happened to catch a beautiful moment on film.
Yeah.
You know?
If I had kids, I'd always be trying to get them to be famous.
You'd make them
because
did you guys all work on your butthole songs?
Yeah.
Everybody work on your butthole songs today? Let's see what we got here.
That's genius, actually.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. If you haven't seen it or you want to hear it, trust me, you won't be able. It's definitely an earworm. You won't be able to stop singing it.
Yeah, I saw the reason I even saw this because Tom DeLonge posted that he was that was actually an original Blink 182 song. That they're going to sue her. They're going to sue her for royalties.
That is funny to me. So the remix music sounds like something from Angels and Airwaves. And
yeah,
the lyrics definitely sound like something from Blink 182.
Yeah,
so I wouldn't doubt it. It almost
yeah. Well, when I heard the remix, I was like, oh man, it's too bad they didn't go full like pop punk with it to make right. it like a Blink 182 song, because half their songs were about buttholes.
Very true.
So,
and she's the cutest little girl too. Who's
yeah.
It. She's adorable. So it all led to a giant earworm. I've been singing What's Inside Your Butthole all weekend. If you want to go check it out for yourself, again, twitter.com/Dave and Chuck is where you can see it. Coming up, we've got a check of the news on the way for you here. Straight ahead, was a woman who had an extremely sexual virtual visit with her boyfriend in jail busted by Detective Ass Man. What's the strange reason a guy in Missouri slashed someone's tire with a screwdriver? It's all coming up. We'll start, though, with this conjugal visit. There's a 32-year-old woman named Noelle Rascotti in Santa Rosa County. It's in the Florida Panhandle.
Mm-hmm.
Her 26-year-old boyfriend, Tathan Fields, doing 15 years in jail for burglary and grand theft. Jeez. Well, he got to do a video chat with Noelle because they're not allowing in-person visits. And apparently, during that video chat, Noelle stripped down and used some adult toys on herself.
Thank you, m'lady.
Yes. You're doing the Lord's work.
Yep.
Tathan also had his way with himself on the call.
Yep. Don't you assume that that's...
Because his cellmate was going to have his way with him later.
Yeah.
They may have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Detective Assman.
Oh, my God.
He's on the case.
There is honestly a dude in the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office called Detective Assman. That's his name. That's his real
name. His last name is Assman?
His last name is Assman.
Yeah. Long line of detectives.
Yeah.
The Assmans.
Like his father before him. His father's father.
Right.
His father's father's father.
Fourth generation ass man. I'm detective.
He, I guess, his one of his jobs is to review footage of the jail's virtual visits.
Mm. Oh. I'll tell you, if I knew I was on video.
They all do.
Yeah.
They all know. I guess they figured no one was watching.
Right. I assume... They're always watching. They don't put it on video in jail.
Everything's recorded and used against them if they
need to put some kind of jacket over myself.
It's hilarious to me what people talk about on these lines that people are listening to. It gets busted all the time. An ass man, you can't get anything past him.
You can't get anything past ass man.
I'm Detective Ass Man. I just watch a guy jerk off for 20 minutes.
I took it all in.
I think the case is solved. He finished.
Who would not watch a show called Detective Ass Man?
Well,
there used to be a cartoon called Assy McGee. And it was
an adult cartoon?
Yeah, and it was just, he was a detective, like a grizzled old detective, but he was just an ass and legs. He'd walk around, he'd talk out of the butthole and stuff.
Come on.
Yeah, it was great. I thought it was a dynamite program. But they only had one season.
Oh, it only.
Assy McGee.
Okay, couple of things here. just on the fly. Is this woman hot or not?
The girl who did the stuff for this guy?
The girl who did the stuff to herself for her inmate boyfriend.
She's not hot. She is.
Yeah, there's no way of telling, because even the ugliest, while you've been away from women for a long period of time, it's probably still looks good to you on camera.
Well, yeah, like he's fine with it, but I think that a hotter chick just moves on.
She's not waiting 15 years for a guy, you're
no,
right.
No, hotter chick just moves on. So I'm going to say that she is, I'm going to say she's a 3.
Yeah, I think 4-ish.
Not great.
I think you're a little low there, you guys. You can see what she looks like at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. I think if she was dolled up, she looked not too bad.
She's got to brush that hair.
Brush the hair, a little makeup on.
She looks like a male actor that was in Superman, also Boardwalk Empire. Oh, God, if I wish I knew his name. He was in that crazy movie about the
new Superman?
Yeah, like he was he was one of the enemies. The main.
He played Zod, didn't he?
Was he Zod?
I think he was Zod, General
Zod. You think she looks like a dude? I don't get that.
Yeah, the guy.
She looks to me like that goddamn... He was like a prohibition yes. agent in Boardwalk Empire, that guy?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
To me, she looks like that girl that married Tom Cruise for a bit. The real famous one.
Oh, like Katie Holmes?
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Yeah, I thought she wasn't that bad.
It's a mix between her and Zod.
Yeah.
Katie Holmes and Zod.
It's Katie Holmes and
Zod. Michael Shannon is the guy you're thinking
Michael Shannon, yeah.
I don't see that resemblance.
No.
I think it's not bad. So that's her, and then that's her behind the bars boyfriend.
Yeah.
So she's been charged. Funny enough, he hasn't. The inmate has not been charged with anything else.
Oh, he's allowed.
He's allowed to jerk off?
So that's what she's not. There's rules that are, it's illegal for her to.
Well, I guess what happened to her kid walked behind her at one point.
Oh, my God.
I know. Mother of the year. Come on. Come
Michael
she's
Shannon.
Doing, she's mother she's of the doing year. Video chat.
Michael Shannon.
Katie Holmes Shannon. So that she was charged with engaging in lewd and lascivious conduct in the presence of a minor.
So that's
if that
it.
Hadn't have happened,
she'd be fine.
I don't know if she... It probably should have been on them to stop it while it was happening, right?
So as this guy, this Assman...
Detective Assman?
He had her video feed, too.
You know, what's funny is
yeah, both sides.
Detective Assman must be, I bet he's like a chubby, nerdy kind of cop, too, guy. You know what I mean? Because he's like, he's watching videos all day.
Yeah.
You're not going to get this past Assman.
Yeah, look at you.
Oh, little show for the boys, huh? Little show for the boys.
Assman.
Another case for Detective Assman.
Need some entrance music for
Detective Oh, yeah,
Assman.
I love this.
Yeah, I'm an Assman.
Yeah. Ready to bust convicts jerking off.
You got a great ass.
Thanks.
I love the stick. Oh, man, the Assman theme is the best.
I hope this music plays every time that detective punches in.
I know.
Time for some porno surveillance.
One of the greatest WWE themes ever written.
I couldn't find any pictures of Detective Assman.
Oh, no. He's got to keep a low profile.
He keeps it on the down low?
Yeah, because, I mean, you don't want to get your ass kicked.
No.
You're busting people jerking off.
Yeah.
But my question is, okay, so her kid walked behind her at some point. If that hadn't have happened, doesn't sound like she would have faced any charges.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think he was like watching it and he was like, okay, everything's fine right now. Oh, there's a kid and you're charged. But he watched that whole thing.
And then I'm going to rewind it and watch it again just to make sure I did.
Yeah.
You're picturing Detective Assman as quite a large fellow. Is that right,
yeah.
Andy?
Assman.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to wrap this up. I hope they finish before I... Miss lunch.
you never miss lunch, Assman.
You goddamn right I do.
It's Detective Scott Assman.
That's right, Scott Assman.
Come on. Maybe the number is first name now.
There he is. To...
No, that's not him.
Damn it. Damn it.
I'm Inspector Assman.
Oh, I really hope it was him.
I think this is him. Is that Assman?
Well, then that's the same guy in the glasses.
No, that other guy was an actor. Oh, just show me Assman, for God's sakes. How could one man not have any pictures out there?
Dangerous work, I do.
This could be him, but I'm not sure.
That guy looks like he talks like this. I'm Detective Assman.
Great job, Assman.
Look at the mustache on me.
Yeah, there's no way.
Great job, Assman.
He looks like that Tom Skerritt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. If that's him, I'm looking it up by
I want him to be just so fat.
I know.
I want him to be just as
fat. Is that him? Is that us, man?
Hey. Well, I did not qualify to be on what you call street patrol. So they make me watch prisoners masturbate. I've seen a lot of prisoners masturbate. It's incredible what people can do with some vegetables and a camera.
No, this guy, is a different guy. Captain Scott, he was demoted.
We're never going to find him. He did something. He showed somebody something. It said.
He did. He showed a female detective something. Yeah. And then it cut it off. There.
What do you look at that? Oh, Jesus.
You so this upset. Woman works. This poor woman works with Ass Man and the Perv. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a show.
Yeah,
there's
that sounds like a morning show.
Ass Man and the Perv.
Ass Man and the Perv. And the Perv. Hey.
Ass Man in the morning. Coming up. What do we got coming up, Aspen? Yeah, we're going to check out some celebrity stuff. I can't wait. Aspen and the Perv.
It's just unabashed perverts.
Yeah.
Be a big hit. I think it'd be a big hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's basically our show.
It is basically our show.
Yeah. Ass Man and the Perv.
Yeah.
Aren't you just Boob Man and the Perv?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Chuck's the Ass Man.
Oh, he showed her.
That would make me the perv.
Showed her a dildy.
Oh, he showed her a sex tape kept in his office.
What a cruel.
So he was demoted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to demote that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, the dildo waiver.
We got a dream team of law enforcement officers here.
We got dildo waiver and Ass Man.
But you know, they're like, God damn it. We don't want to have to do it. It's a hilarious thing you did when you shook that dildo, but we have to demote you.
Well, I get it. I shouldn't have shaken it. It was a large.
God, it was funny.
It was large. I thought it was hilarious.
She just can't take a joke.
Nope. She cried and reported me.
I know.
Do you think, wait a second, this could be him. Do you think he just goes by his middle name, Haynes? Because he's Scott Haynes. It's Scott Assman. And he goes by Scott Haynes.
Like he's got
stop it. He's changed his name.
Well, what, dude, Officer how could you Haynes, be Detective Ass Man.
How could you not?
That can't be Scott Haynes. Is he Scott Ass Man Haynes?
No,
or Scott Haynes Assman.
Jeez, Ass Man.
I don't know. It just seems like
he has got three pepper sprayers on his belt.
Oh yeah.
Oh, so that yeah. This article is touting his promotion. That was right before he waved the dildo around. And then people are like, so much for that promotion.
Yep. Yeah, he really screwed the pooch on that one.
That could possibly be Detective Assman, but I can't confirm it.
Detective Assman is like a regular detective. I think he's a fat dude that just watches videos.
Right, like he just works
there. But
they
never had videos before this. They weren't doing video chats with inmates before now.
Yeah.
I do think, though,
but he monitors.
He probably had to monitor everything.
Yeah,
and they probably did record the.
It's like being the audiovisual guy of cops.
Yeah, he's the AV man.
Anyone with information has to contact Detective Scott Assman. There's his number.
So yeah, he's real.
But we're not calling an officer of the law.
Don't call Detective Assman.
No, I don't want to get myself in trouble with Assman. Are you kidding?
No.
He's like, I wonder if he says all kinds. He's like, oh, Assman's going to be all over your ass. I'm going to be all up in it.
All over it. All ass puns.
Yeah, just ass puns.
That's all I would do.
Just ass puns?
Yeah.
You bet your ass.
You bet your ass, Assman.
Assman's going to be clapping those cheeks.
Exactly.
Oh, is this him? Is this the... Could I have found a picture of Ass Man?
Move your asses.
I fart Justin.
Please, no.
Nope. God, no. We've seen every other cop that works for that.
I feel like if he's the department. Guy in charge of, like, video and monitoring that, that's, like, lower totem pole. Not somebody worthy of news photos.
That's it. He's never been on.
Somebody who's in trouble or somebody who's just starting out.
The top brass always thought it's too much of a danger to be on the scene.
Anybody seen Ass Man?
I'm not here, Chief.
Oh, God.
I've been looking at inmates jerking off all morning.
Someone said it should be an invasion of privacy, but I guess if you're an inmate, there's no,
no, there privacy. No privacy.
Yeah, yeah, no privacy. No privacy. Here. Let's
if
see
you
what
choose
you got.
To jerk it, you're just...
Once you go to jail, isn't the whole thing like you've given up your a yeah. lot of your rights?
You're a felon.
Yeah.
Right.
You can't vote and stuff.
Yeah.
Man, the ass man.
There's Grandpa Ass Man. He was one of the first ass men.
Right. He was a detective.
Ass Man is. If anyone happens to find a picture of Scott, Detective Scott Ass Man from Santa Rosa County,
they say he knew Sherlock Holmes, you know.
Send it our way, but we have had no luck.
No.
But he was the guy responsible for reviewing
the jail jam.
All the inmate
jackets.
Detective Ass Man.
Kid
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
A Missouri man making news today. This 44-year-old guy from Arnold, Missouri, was arrested after he reportedly punctured a tire on a car parked at an apartment. The man told police he did it because that car was making sexual advances to
him. Oh, I hate that.
I do, too. It's like, we're not. I'm
not a piece of meat car.
Stop it.
Stop touching.
You know we can't.
No, we can't. Police were called to the apartment complex about 8 o'clock at night. The man was holding a hammer, yelling at the empty car.
Yeah.
That happened.
What is he?
Been there.
It was a sexy 2015 Chrysler 200.
Gotta love those.
I'm 10 days away from starting to bang cars.
10 days. Mm. Let's mark it down.
Yep.
Get it.
The car's driver's side back tire was punctured with a screwdriver. The man also reportedly reportedly told police the owner of the car was assaulting him telepathically and trying to control his mind.
She's in my hand!
Have sex with
Stop the violence!
Have sex with
Chrysler 300, sexy bitch!
You know you want to do it.
Get out of my head!
That was a weird outburst, wasn't it? Jesus.
Oh, shoot.
The suspect was transported to Mercy Hospital for evaluation. He allegedly threatened paramedics in the ambulance and a doctor at the hospital. He didn't physically assault anyone. They're going to seek charges against the man for second-degree property damage.
You don't want to live next door to the guy who thinks that you're telepathically messing with him. Yeah. Or you don't want to live next to someone who can telepathically mess with you.
You are exactly 100% correct on that. Could you imagine? You're like, God, live next to Professor X. No,
he's in my head.
Get out of there.
You wouldn't be ready for it.
Yeah. You wouldn't like dancing around.
You're going to go outside. No. You're going to have sex with a car.
All right, I knew it.
There he goes.
Yeah. It's very hot.
You find this car very sexy.
Burnt my wiener because it's absorbing sunlight.
Oh, man. I don't ever want to have sexy thoughts about a car.
That's a weird place to be here.
Something's definitely gone real wrong.
Like, a car can look cool, but you shouldn't want to bang it.
Oh, it's like wanting to bang a transformer.
No, that I get.
Yes, that's a sexy transformer.
Those female transformers can look kind of sexy.
That's
sometimes.
It.
There are female transformers, aren't there?
Yep.
This could be a commercial for a video doorbell company. An intruder was caught trying to break into somebody's house while they were home. You see the guy prowling around the backyard, and then he comes up to the door. and walks inside. Luckily, the owner got an alert from his doorbell, so he was able to see what was happening. When the intruder enters the house, the homeowner uses the speaker on the doorbell to let him know that he saw him.
Hey, what do you need, dude?
Sorry, I didn't mean to run into your house.
Who the f*** are you?
Robbie, somebody's at the back door, dude.
Yo.
For real. I am not joking, dude.
I don't want to see the light.
My dad's dream come true.
Oh, there'd be one less guy in a cool jacket.
Yep. So he decided to
leave. I made you some tea.
Oh, come on in. Yeah, come on. Sit down.
After that guy spoke to him, he decided, okay, I guess I better get the hell out of there. He left and apologized.
So the guy only spoke to him through the camera? No one was home?
Oh, they were home. He was home and spoke to him through the camera. So, like, he's upstairs, and this guy's breaking in downstairs, and he was speaking to him through his video doorbell.
Oh, yeah, your dad wouldn't have given him any warning.
No.
Huh?
No. He would have opened the door for him.
Yeah.
He'd have, like, let it creak open.
Yeah. Wow, it's unlocked. Yeah,
he's a psychotic person. My dad lives in the middle of the woods.
He's ready.
The video of this up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to go check it out for yourself. But the doorbell cam helped him scare off a guy that was trying to break in. Yeah, your dad would give him.
He'd lead him in. It's been my whole life. I remember being like, Dad, why do you have 6 pencils under the mattress? Oh, yeah. And then he's like, well, that's for visitors.
Yeah.
Jeez. I'm 6.
I plan on killing men with them.
I say that's cool.
State trooper's decision to stop a driver who flipped him the bird has been overturned by the North Carolina Supreme Court.
Yeah, it's a freedom of speech, right?
The justices ruled unanimously that the evidence showed trooper Paul Stevens lacked reasonable suspicion to pull over Sean Ellis for disorderly conduct back in January 2017. Stevens and a local police officer had stopped to help a stranded motorist out when they noticed this guy in another vehicle. He was waving his hand outside the window to get their attention, and when they turned and looked, he was giving them the middle finger up and down.
Officers! Officers!
That's crazy.
That's wild.
I don't know why you'd do that.
No.
One of the guys jumped in his cruiser with blue lights flashing. Stop this guy, but half a mile later, Ellis initially refused to identify himself. So Stevens ultimately cited him for resisting, delaying, or obstructing an officer. The trial judge refused to suppress his testimony in the case. He pleaded guilty to the count, but said he planned to appeal, and the appeal just went through. They said that it lacked reasonable suspicion for him to be pulled over.
But his license plate light was too dim.
That's right.
That's what I'd say.
And to punch him.
Mm-hmm.
Lawyers for the state had initially said the stop was lawful under an exception to prevent harm in emergency conditions.
What is those words don't even mean? They can just do whatever.
Yeah.
Stop to the unlawful activity suspicions.
They just threw a bunch of stuff together.
Yeah, they just made a crossword with legal terms.
It's lawful under an exception to prevent harm in emergency conditions.
That's right. Exactly. It's an emergency condition.
But the Court of Appeals rejected that line of argument, and the Department of Justice said the evidence didn't establish reasonable suspicion. The American Civil Liberties Union filed a brief saying that raising the middle finger is protected speech.
These people that mess with cops, I don't get it.
You know, it's a new thing, right? It's all over YouTube.
Get in their face with a camera.
Yeah, or get pulled over on purpose without having done anything wrong. And then when they start asking you for stuff, you just refuse it. Like, hey, can you put your window down? They open it like a quarter of an inch. Once you do that to a cop, the cop knows he's in for it.
Right.
Like, here we go. It's another one of these guys. They're recording it for YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they love whenever there's a You know, they're randomly checking you to see if you've been drinking.
Oh, yeah, because he's like, am I being detained? Am I being detained?
Those guys.
Yeah. I just, there's a lot of good cops out there, and that's got to be frustrating for them. And then these guys do that to one of the bad ones, and then it's a whole different life after that.
Yeah, because I watched one video of a guy took out his little baton and then smashed his window out and then pulled him out the window.
Yeah, I saw that, too. I saw a similar one.
Mm-mm.
Some of them, ass man would bail you out. I bail you right out.
Go ahead. Just go ahead. I don't have time for
you. Take this nightstick and I smack that smile off your face. You can't smile if you don't got teeth.
Real gummy grin.
We got to take you off the streets, ass man. You're too violent.
Go watch videos.
You know, you've seen a lot of these online. People buy something online, piece of clothing, and it looks nothing like the picture.
Yeah.
When they get it. Well, this Australian woman bought a cheap $10 dress online. One of those shows off a little bit of your underboob, you know, those dresses.
Yeah.
So super tight. The problem is, though, when she got it, it didn't show off under boob. It showed off all her boob.
Perfect.
That's
the way we like it.
Pretty damn amazing. I got to tell you, I would fall for any woman wearing this. She bought this dress for about $10. Here it is when she got it. So that's how it looks on the picture,
right? Yeah, that's what it's supposed to look like.
Super tight has
it doesn't even show anything. Really.
And this model doesn't even show under boob.
Yeah.
Show you her boobs, beautiful music starts playing.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Her entire boobs are out.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Just Australian chicks, huh?
Yeah.
Look at that.
She called it ridiculous sizing.
Yeah. I mean, she's got knockers.
She's got some knockers.
Those things.
You can get to the bottom of her.
You can't
find out what's going on.
It's like
on
one
there.
Of those fitted sheets for a bed you can't get right.
Well, as James can attest, I remember I bought a jacket off of one of these apps where it was like...
stuff that's just shipped to you from Asia, directly from Asia straight to America.
And it's like you're looking at the quality of this jacket, and you're like, well, how can it be $10?
Yeah, this is like a $100 jacket, but it's $10?
It's only $10. I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to roll my dice on this. And then it showed up, and it was like four sizes too small, even though it was like a 2XL.
Yeah, I got burned by some man thongs the same way.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, this is not even big enough for... probably Chuck's wiener to fit into.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Patch Kid man thongs.
I don't know. I never had a clothing issue with stuff, but one time I ordered what looked like online this cool Darth Vader. It was like individual little slats that were paintings that made one painting.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those offered. Yeah.
And it looked like it was going to just like
be huge,
be gigantic. And it
size of a couch.
It came in a garbage bag from China. And I got scared that it had bed bugs in it. And each one of them were about 1 foot by 1 foot.
Oh.
they were so tiny. I was like, well, what stupid wall are you going to put that on?
The tiny one?
Yeah. You want to see this under boob dress gone wrong or right? Go check it out. Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. I just tweeted out the link to it. But
it is weird, though. I mean,
she wanted to show those puppies off still.
She did.
So I wonder if that's a sabotage.
Do they have any more photos of this woman?
Like who is she?
I want to know more about this woman.
Oh, no. Put the kid.
No, there's other pictures of other people who've had some
who've been
fashion
burned.
Fails, right?
But they don't say who she is?
Okay, so look, that's how it looks on a lot of people. You see?
Right.
Oh, yeah, they got the smaller. She needs to know her breast size.
But she says
this chick has knockers.
I mean, they're like.
They're beautiful.
Those things.
I love that look, too, when women just drape a hand across their boobs.
Oh, I thought you just meant straight up tits out.
Well, I'll tell you that. Of course. He doesn't like that.
That's what he likes. That's what Dave likes. Dave's like, I love these dresses. If more galas had girls in these dresses, I wouldn't feel bad about going.
I mean, who wouldn't like tits out dresses?
There is part of me that wonders if she's...
doing it for attention?
Pulled the top of it up a bit.
So she can show them off.
Yeah.
Now, she said the cut was completely wrong. I mean, who knows? You never know these days, but yeah. She looks real cute.
Well,
I
she's
tell
Australian.
You.
Australian chick thing. The one thing is Australian chicks are either 10s or horrifying.
Oh, yeah. So it's like 10 or 1.
10 or 1. You got that's the gambit there.
Because
You see them every now and then. They're just like the bush. Girls the bush just was a little too
care
hard
of
on
the crocodiles.
Them. Right. Yeah. She's just like,
yeah.
You're like, whoa.
Tough butch.
Teeth. Bush. They got some teeth issues sometimes, you know.
Let's look her up. Oh, I found her Twitter.
I was just looking at it, too. If it's the one of these pictures, it's worth taking the gander at.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. Jeez. Okay. Let's look her up here on Twitter. Again, if you want to see what she looks like, twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. Going to see if I can find her here. All right, go away. Come on. Let's go. Oh, this is her.
Okay. All right.
So that's definitely her Twitter. Oh, my God. Is that her?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's
she has 10,000 followers. That's her.
I think
she's
the one on the right. I thought it was the one in the middle. I was going to go crazy.
She's the one on the right.
She's the one on the right. So she's okay.
She's the one in the middle. Who's the one in the middle?
Who's the one in the middle?
Her friends are in the middle is like a supermodel.
Yeah. Damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There's always three. Sometimes chicks will post pictures with their friends and you don't know who they are, like on dating sites.
Oh, my God, her friend is a smoke show.
Yeah, her friend is as hot as Margot Robbie.
Dude, seriously.
Like, she's just as hot as Margot
Robbie.
Giselle
Bundchen, Margot Robbie, she's gorgeous.
Look, I'm just having dinner, just a regular girl.
Her Instagram's private, but her Twitter.
I'd say the woman that was in the photos is as hot as Billy Kay from the iconic tag team on WWE. Which might not paint a picture for you guys.
No, it does.
Oh, let's see what you're talking about.
She's just blonde instead of dark hair.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she's just...
Yeah, her friend. We got to get to the bottom of that. That's where, like, a talent agent...
Yeah.
Is I mean, like...
She's just so... It looks like an angel's holding her hair, like an invisible angel for the photo.
Wait, she's really changed her look, though.
I think she can change her look on photo apps.
Yeah, she's high filtered. She's all tits, man.
Yeah.
When you filter through, there's a
ton
of her boobs.
Yeah, just the media.
She likes showing them off.
She does. And of course, I can't. I don't know. Whoa. I don't know what's happening here. I'm stuck on boob shots.
Yeah, that one in the middle, huh?
Yeah.
But no, okay, so there's how she has bought this dress in other colors. That's how it looks.
Well, that almost looks like a swimsuit. Like she goes for that look.
Yeah, she likes a little underboob.
You know, she wants you to see her tattoo that she has there.
Yes.
Yeah. Not a great face.
No.
That's why she wants you to look down.
But great.
Yeah. That's why she has her phone. That James loves her face.
I think she's attractive all around.
I think she's okay. I think she's attractive.
But her friend is what? If we hadn't seen her friend, maybe we thought differently.
But yeah,
we
she
thought
sat
that was
her.
We were disappointed that wasn't her.
Sat by a living angel.
Again, if you want to see her dress with the boobs out, twitter.com/Dave and Chuck.
She has a super hot blonde friend. And then on the left is this super hot gothy style dark haired friend.
Hell of a crew.
They roll hot.
Hell of a crew.
Well, those are just woman with all three. Of those
yeah,
things.
Those are just average Australian chicks.
Yeah, three Australian girls go to dinner.
That's it.
That's what that
nothing special.
Says right there.
Nope, they're all like that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, so it seems criminals are getting younger and younger these days. North Carolina detectives say they know who's behind car thefts worth over $1 million. A bunch of kids, age 9 to 16.
Yeah, the kids are highly
Isn't that what they do? Sometimes, like, if you're, like, in a gang,
They have the kids do
it? They have the kids do so the grand theft. Yeah.
46 cars have been stolen from dealerships in and around Winston-Salem, North Carolina. The kids, they say, age 9 to 16, are walking away. Deputies have sought, but thus far have been denied, secure custody orders from the involved juveniles. Police didn't explain, but North Carolina public safety officials say they're trying to lower the number of people in detention amid the pandemic and rely on electronic monitoring. Some of the cars were taken on joyrides. 40 of the 46 vehicles have been recovered. Six are still missing.
Maybe it was just a bunch of kids then, if they were just joyriding.
Yeah, and like they're not chopping them.
Yeah, not chopping them up.
Yeah.
If they were chopping them up, I'd be like, that is organized crime.
Yeah.
For sure. But it takes us to that story just out of Boston the other day where an 11-year-old girl carjacked some guys.
That's how different
my question
it is.
For you here on the Dave and Chuck lines, when did you realize you were a bitch?
What do you mean?
Like a male bitch. Because if an 11-year-old carjacks me, you guys, I'm a bitch. Because there was no report.
Unless that thing's armed to the teeth.
No, yeah. But there was no report of any gun.
Right.
An 11-year-old girl carjacked two guys, got the car.
Yes.
But was not charged with a crime because of her age. If an 11-year-old girl carjacks me on my way into work without a weapon, I'm a bitch.
Oh, God, I would do anything for an 11-year-old girl to carjack Dave. That's what I said last week.
I think that she probably said something really mean, because they're really mean.
Yeah, well, I'm sure she did, but still, she said the I should right be able thing. To handle myself
she's
against
like,
an 11-year-old.
You have a slightly lazy eye and you're a little fan. Give me your car. She's like the Tyrone guy on TikTok.
TikTok.
She'll make fun of you right to your core.
It's like, give me your car.
Yeah.
So here's the quick question for you then, and it'd be man enough to do this. When did you realize, guys, you were a bitch? Or ladies, sell your guy out. When did you realize your guy was a bitch? 1-855-954-6969, toll free. 1-855-954-6969, or text us at 46969. Yeah, if an 11-year-old carjacks a grown man and she never had a weapon, which the story says there was no weapon involved.
Right.
You'll never live that down.
Do you think it matters where you're at? Because remember, someone called in and they were like, hey, that area is like the worst part.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Blue Hill Avenue in Dorchester, they say, is like a shady, shady area. But still, I drive through shady areas coming into the radio
right.
station. An 11-year-old should not be able to carjack me. Mm. As we've said, if there are weapons involved, different scenario. I'm still even though she's 11, yeah. She's got a gun. Okay, fine. It's not worth losing my life over.
No.
But there's no weapon involved, and she's just an 11-year-old girl talking smack. I should be able to get out of that situation.
Yeah, you just drive away.
Yeah.
And hope to God she doesn't have superpowers.
Yeah.
Someone said, I'm a 250-pound bodybuilder. I fainted at the sight of my wife being cut open to give birth to our daughter. I was out, passed right out. Mm. Woke up in the bed next to my wife.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't see a lot of live-action violence like that. Or like, you know, like, I watch stuff on
gore,
Live Leak.
Like yeah, live-action like, gore.
Right.
Yeah.
I've never seen a lot of it in like real actual life, but I watch a lot of it on Live Leak. I don't know how I'd react to seeing it.
Well,
I know this. I didn't want to see it. I just sat myself in an area where I made sure I wasn't going to see anything. I saw the blood splatter up.
Really?
Yeah. Jeez.
I unfortunately did see it and wasn't intending to. When Amber was rushed in for an emergency C-section, they forgot about me. They just told me to gown up and they left me in a room and then started the operation and forgot to get me. Finally, like 20 minutes later, someone was like, Mr. Hunter, come now. And when they pushed the door open, like, her stuff was hanging out, was cut open.
Yeah.
Like, internal organs were on the outside.
God damn.
Yeah.
And I could have definitely passed out. Somehow I didn't.
Mm.
I did, like, almost fall backwards because I wasn't prepared for it. But I didn't pass out.
I'd almost like, I think if I saw it, it'd almost be like a Walking Dead type thing where it would seem fake to me. You know, like, you know, it's real, but like my brain would go to like
almost like a Hollywood effect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that looks like a special effect.
In that situation, too, you're having a kid. It's like adrenaline's already gone.
Yeah.
This guy who's a plumber and a combat vet said he realized he was a bitch when he had to clean up after a dog.
It's funny. You should go combat vet first.
Combat vet.
I'm a combat vet and plumber.
Yeah. Ryan's with us here on the Dave and Chuck line, 1-855-954-6969. We're asking, when did you realize you were a bitch, Ryan?
Ripcord.
Ripcord.
So I realized I was a little bitch when I had to have my ex-girlfriend kill a spider for me.
How big was it?
Wolf spider?
I mean, it was a pretty big spider in my defense. Like, it was like about the size of, like, probably about the size of your fist.
Ooh, boy.
The size of your fist?
I don't even kill a spider that big.
No, I let him have the apartment.
Yep.
I almost burnt down my apartment.
Yeah, that's crazy. He's like, what do you do when I'm smoking cigarettes?
We're not used to seeing spiders that big.
No. I don't. It is. When you do, even when I've seen a wolf spider, they're not very big.
No.
But they're just as creepy as all hell.
Yeah. They're some of the meanest looking spiders to me.
Yeah, and then
they just look.
That whole thing where they carry 100 million babies on their back.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's not
that's
cool.
Messed up.
Yep.
That's messed up.
This guy said, I realized I was a bitch fishing in a fishing tournament in the Gulf in a 22-foot boat, 6-foot waves. I'm hugging on to the boat, eyes closed, praying we're safe.
Yeah, I can't do any of that deep sea fishing. I puke like it's going out of style.
By the way, someone from Boston said Blue Hill Ave is another level of shady. The dogs and cats could carjack you without question.
Yeah.
It's a rabbit with a gun.
Oh, do what it wants. Oh, God. Listen to the rabbit, Andy.
I'm gonna, I gotta give it my renegade.
It's the rabbit's renegade now.
It's demanded it.
Yeah.
This guy said, realized I was a bitch when I walked into prison at 16.
Well, come on.
Yeah, well, that's how you get me. Yep.
I make you a bitch, too.
Oh, yeah.
You ever watch those old Scared Straight videos?
Oh, yeah.
They're crazy.
Or they'd bring the dudes
some
kid's in.
Like, I don't care. And some dude's like, you want to not bring?
Not really.
I turn you into a sandwich, man.
Please don't. Please. I would taste terrible.
I'll turn you into a sandwich.
Jesus.
Yeah, no. Imagine little 16-year-old naive Dave.
Well, I don't know what you've done to get yourself in prison, naive Dave.
Who knows?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You would not be... I think if we took you right now and dropped you in there, it would still be pretty bad.
Well, you know what I mean? I'm way more street smarts now. I'm way more aware and less naive than I was at 16. I was walking through a world of sunshine.
Yeah, man. That's true.
Now he knows not to eat that Snickers bar he finds on his pillow.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you so much for that.
Well, that's very nice. A little welcome gift.
Yeah.
Ari's with us. Ari, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. You're going to sell out your boyfriend when you realized he was a bitch.
Yes.
What happened?
It's actually, so it's my husband.
Oh, okay.
And so we were renting an apartment in an apartment complex, and we had thought, I had woken up, thought someone had entered into the apartment. We heard the door open, and, you know, so I woke him up, and he's 250 pounds. And, like, works out, is a big guy, and I'm 150 pounds, so I'm expecting him to go out and check. And we both stood up, and he freaked and shoved me forward out the door.
Take her!
And then jumped back into bed behind me.
Mm. Oh, man.
So, I don't know. It was crazy.
Yeah.
That is a true sign for a woman, how guys react in those scary moments. You can really see what a man is made of, right?
When I know, when, and I don't know how you.
How do you recut? Well,
how do you get past
him?
It?
He like, if I pushed Amber in front of me in a scary situation, that's it. Like, I'm done. We're done.
We're just, for whatever reason, we're supposed to sacrifice ourselves.
Yeah.
And I have many times. I've just, because I don't think about it. It's stupid. You know, I'll answer a door knock at 4:30 in the morning in my underpants. What?
Right.
I don't think about it. I hear a sound downstairs. I run down.
I don't like that. Sometimes I'm creeped out if I think somebody's in my place.
Sure.
I've had some weird nights.
But you wouldn't push a woman in front of you.
No.
This guy said, realized I was a bitch when a mouse got in our house. First thing I did was grab my goalie stick. The thing was at the end of the hallway and kamikazed at me. I jumped so high and screamed so loud, my wife peed herself. She'll never let me live it down.
Jesus. Your screams were the perfect pitch to cause people to pee.
Like a bell ringing.
I'm letting myself.
Like the brown note.
Yeah, the brown note.
It's the yellow note. Kyle's with us here. Hey, Kyle.
Yep.
Yeah. When did you realize you were a bitch, Kyle? Okay. We lost Kyle. Kyle just now realized he was a bitch.
That's fine.
I didn't tell this story on
when I went on the radio.
Yeah. It hit me like a ton of bricks.
This guy said, I realized I was a bitch when I had a hand-sized wolf spider crawl across the glass on my motorcycle helmet. I jumped off the bike while it was moving and proceeded to strip naked in the middle of the road.
A bit excessive.
Imagine it was on the inside, though.
You got a helmet on.
Like you had it down, but it was on the inside.
If it was on the inside, it's over. I'm nothing but a torso.
Yeah. Yeah, we've seen how it can end.
Yeah.
Lori is going to sell out her fiance. He's a bitch. Is that right, Lori?
That is correct.
When did you realize that?
Oh, about a year ago, I'd say.
What happened?
Well, he was hammered, and we were walking home, and he sat on the curb and just cried and cried and cried like a little bitch because he found a rock that somebody had painted a pink flower on. Oh. Cried like a bitch for an hour. Then we get home, and it's like 8:30. It was super early. 9 o'clock, somebody knocks on the door. He jumps. Who is it? Who is it? He's all scared and everything. Runs into the bedroom, tells me, yes, there's a door. Who is it? So, he's a bitch. And he can't. He's a former Marine, which is really disappointing.
What? That doesn't add up, Lori. Is he the bitchiest Marine ever?
Listen, it's ridiculous. He's laying at home right now while I'm going to work because he's, I don't want to go out.
Oh, my God. All right, Lori. All the best to you and him.
Yeah. He's a wonderful woman.
Post-traumatic stress.
Right, exactly. He's admiring the beauty of some little kid's art on a thing.
And it's made him cry.
He's like, God damn it.
Thinking of the mountains of Afghanistan.
Right. Hey, you bitch.
And he doesn't want to go out.
Mm-hmm.
I would ask him to go get some help.
Yeah. Talk to your friends.
Other combat vets.
Someone said, I realized our friend was a bitch when he pushed his girlfriend in front of him while at a haunted house. She ended up falling face first into the ground.
That's always a test, right? Those haunted house things.
It is.
Yeah. That's why I don't go to them. I'd push a woman.
I think it's.
You'd
shove her right to their ground. You'd push her. Yep. You'd run over kids to get out.
That's right. Push an old lady right down the stairs.
I don't know how I'd react. No. Wouldn't be good.
I'm spastic sometimes,
man. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I always
you know not to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll go before my wife in a haunted house.
I feel like you have to let the girls go first because that's the funnier result.
Oh, for that, sure. But if she was scared, I'd definitely say, oh, I'm gonna get behind.
Yeah, I mean, you know you're not really protecting anyone in a haunted house, though.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not really.
Yeah, it's just like edgy, like, feelings.
Yeah.
You know? Still, I'm not going to do them.
You're not. No, I know. Don't blame you.
Yeah.
Like, go to Annie Green, I'd push a woman.
Yeah.
You'd push your grandma down the stairs.
Not just put that out there as a quote. Jesus
I'd push
Christ.
Your grandma down the
Annie
stairs.
Green, so. I'd push a woman.
This is awful.
I know.
It is.
That's how we do it.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.